Hi, and welcome to the Art of the Profitable Lifestyle Gym podcast. I'm Chris Thorndike, a 14-year practicing brick-and-mortar gym owner. In this podcast, we'll talk you through how to grow your gym membership base with long-term members, how to create a consistent flow of leads, and how to enjoy running a gym that gives you the income you need to live the lifestyle you want. I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month take home and make $5,000 a month in gym profit. Hi, and welcome to the Art of Profitable Lifestyle Gym podcast. I'm your host, Chris Thorndike. I help group fitness owners build their sales and scale their company so that they have more time and freedom with doing less. So let's dive into the topic today. I was asked to specifically go over the difference between selling in person, selling over the phone, and why I made the switch essentially from a traditional format with brick and mortar gyms to do enrollments in person, face to face. And there's, let's say, a uneasiness of switching formats for many owners out there to say, hey, I build rapport and relationship. I function way more in tune with my prospect when I have them in front of me. I don't think I could do sales over the phone, or I just feel more value for them when they come in, they see the facility, and they get more out of it. Well, is that true? And does that actually add up when you look at the statistics of enrollments? And at the end of the day, those things are really important to look at. So we're going to do a deep dive, guys, in comparison over the in-person sale and selling on the phone. So before we dive in today, I do want to recognize there's a lot of sales formats to essentially enroll someone into your gym. And let's just talk about a few of them. I'm not going to go into all of them, but we're going to stay focused on, you know, the in-person and the selling. Those are the more popular options. It is important to note that there are online, you know, sign-up options. You can have a sign-up on your website. You can have someone, you know, input their information, their payment, and go right into your membership. Absolutely. There are pros and cons to doing that. It may be that you don't know anything about them or if they're right for you, if they're, you know, physically able to do that program. So there are benefits, right? You bypass all of the time and effort and energy that goes into communicating with someone. But at the end of the day, you may not know what you're getting when you haven't had that discussion. You open that up to people. The second option is actually trying to show a little more value and get people to enroll into, say, like a trial class where they come in, they take a class, they get the experience, they see, check out the facility, they catch a vibe, and is it what they're looking for? And then they would sign up, you know, with a coach after class and be walked through that enrollment or send a link. Okay. Again, a little bit more value, being able to see the facility, interact with people, you know, kind of go through a shortened buying experience of physically, can I do this? But again, there could be a gap missing on information on when you do show up, here's how things work, what to expect, everything else included, maybe that they're not seeing or experience in that single class. Okay. Still an option, likely a little bit more in depth than just the online signup process. So to build upon that, for many, many years, I've used in-person selling. And over the course of the last 3 years, I've completely moved away from it. And I want to share why that is and the type of results that we're seeing, not just in my gym, but also with the clients I work with. And the numbers to me are speaking very loudly on over-the-phone selling for group fitness owners is the way to go. Okay, so let's talk a little bit on that. When I was doing in-person selling, it was working. Things were great. We were above a 75% close rate, and things were moving well. We were selling at the time programs all the way up to $600 for 6-week memberships, and we would collect that up front. Okay, so for all purposes, it was working and running, and there's just started to be some things that were bothering me, you could say, about that option. when it came to driving to the facility, if I was working from home or, you know, I was looking for a more quiet place than my gym, I would often work remote from my home office or, you know, a coffee shop or something. And I would have to drive and commute. Not a big problem, but when you start factoring in traffic or, you know, 15 minutes to do your appointment for typically 45 minutes to an hour and then drive back, it starts kind of inflating your work week with some drive time. Again, not a deal breaker, but I noticed it. And it was, you know, out there as one of the things that, you know, bothered me about the facility. The other aspect of this, as you, you know, take a look at the facility, this is not everyone's case, but for me, I have the luxury of having a separate office. And for some of you gym owners out there, you may not have a separate office to meet with a client. Well, even though I had a separate office, the noise and the music and the commotion of working out and dropping weights could easily be heard. And I started to see that that could be a distraction. Okay. And they were curious, you know, prospects coming in want to know what's going on. So they're constantly in tune with what they're hearing or what they're seeing when they walk in. It may not fully, you know, be understood to them. So it can be intimidating or confusing, and that could impact the sale and act as a distraction. So I started noticing those outside noises, those outside distractions were not benefiting the enrollment process and the level of control and, you know, atmosphere that I was trying to, you know, recreate every single time and get better at. And those variables, you could say, were just simply a part of that process at the time. So I started doing some things to try and increase the likelihood of selling. Before it was a conversation, and then I moved to a slideshow and had a digital, you know, version of the conversation backed with stats and graphics and before and afters to pull them in, you could say, and focus their attention on the things that mattered most to making an informed decision about, you know, working with us. And that worked well. But again, the noise in the background, the way that the flow of the conversation would go could be interrupted by coaches walking in to the office because we shared an office. So some of those variables, again, they're not deal breakers. We were having success in, you know, our conversions and our signup rate. Our cost was not the issue. But I noticed it and I wanted to keep getting better, you could say, keep increasing the ROI. And when I look at that, I look at the conversion rate of how many people do I have to meet with to reach my sales goal? And then what are some of the things, you know, that possibly could enhance that or increase the likelihood that they would sign up? And there was one more variable. I wanted to, you know, take a look at how much time this was taking. And did I need to, you know, meet with someone for 45 minutes? And then if they did enroll, take another 10 or so minutes to essentially enroll them and collect payment information. And then it turned into about an hour process, right? And then get back in the car, drive home for the night. So those were, you know, the things that we were experiencing all intents and purposes, that was the system, you know, and it was working well. We would have anywhere from, you know, 4 to 6 appointments available every single week. We did them in the evenings because traditionally people, you know, getting off work, driving to the facility, and then meeting were pretty typical. Well, all of that changed when the pandemic hit. And you can look at the pandemic and, you know, think about it in terms of the biggest disaster to ever hit and impact gyms, you know, with our closures, where you start to look for the silver linings. And for me, I think this period of time here in Florida, where there was an uneasiness about doing in-person sales, having people in the facility, even though we were a little bit more of an outdoor open air facility, there was still that uneasiness. So in order to curb that, we turned to the phone as, a next best option. It was new. It was uncomfortable for me. But we continued to push forward and we started realizing that we were getting yeses and that it was possible. And then we started realizing that there were some other things that were actually quite enjoyable over the in-person selling. So here are some of the things that we realized. One, we could remove that gym drive time for both parties. And on average, our clients will drive, as far out as 20 minutes from the facility. So when you calculate that to and from, that's about a 40-minute commute for your prospect. And, depending on where you guys live, for me, it's about a 7-minute drive. But if I hit traffic, I have to leave upwards of, 30 minutes before. So we had to factor that in. You do that a couple times a week or several times a week, that time starts being noticed and starts actually being realized in a different way. And that was completely changed with being able to sit, in this same seat that I'm sitting now and be able to transition really quickly from, task work right into a call, or when that call ends and that enrollment is done, be available for the next task time block or be available for my family or, for me being home for dinner and then, having that set time be consistent and, not run into traffic or not get caught at the gym in a conversation, those things would happen. And there was a little bit more control over, the start and stop times, which I liked. Okay. And what I realized too was on average, the in-person time was a little bit longer compared to the phone calls. The phone calls are taking about 30 minutes and they're very precise. They're predictable. And what I realized that there's some things going on in a different, level of distraction. So before, people would have a lot of questions about what they would see. You could see them looking around and kind of curious, and their attention was not on the topic, not on you. And we had to address those things to either refocus them because it's natural to look around in a new space and be curious. Well, on the phone, you're not dealing with that. There's a level of concentration or focus because the person is comfortable, with taking a phone call. They are comfortable because they're controlling their surroundings. It's often a more quiet, more focused space. And we started realizing that that's actually a better atmosphere to have this conversation about a really important, part of their life and making a decision about training. And a lot of people are new to group training. So not only is it more expensive for most people, it's kind of intimidating. And there's a lot of questions and uncertainty about, is it right for me? Will I like this? Are you right for me? Is it worth the investment? So those things are all going on in their head, both physical, in person and over the phone. But by having more attention, more focus of them, we were actually capturing more from the conversation because they would hear and listen way better than what we found in person. The other side of this, because the meetings were shorter, we were getting done sooner. So it was saving a little bit more time. And if you do enough of these, that could add up to, 30 minutes, an hour, 90 minutes savings each week. And that, that's not nothing. And the fact that you can transition quickly into your next task, that also allowed for, I think, more productivity in my schedule, which I'm finding with it true to be with other owners. Okay. And as we explored times in terms of, frequency of meeting with people, but also availability, because it is important to recognize when someone books an appointment that, they are typically booking based on their availability. And before working with in person, they had to plan this, to leave work or to leave, from somewhere, commute across town, and then get there on time. And they had to factor that calculation in. And, this was a little bit more intensive for them to set up this appointment. Now, when you compare that to over the phone, again, it's not as effort driven and time sensitive for them anymore, because they can take a break from work, which is very common over the phone now. And they can allot time blocks that they know they can return to a task or a next meeting, because they don't have to factor in traffic or travel time or the unknown variables of going to a new, you know, place. So with that being said, phones started showing just the availability of meeting with people can now happen midday, mid-morning. Doesn't happen, only when people are getting off work. It can happen more frequently throughout the day, which then for the business, it starts to change the way that we operate. You know, for many owners, they feel like it professionalizes their business because they can fit things into a typical workday and then have time to be home or off work or with their family for dinner or just hanging out at considered like normal time before the kids go to sleep or before it's, you know, time to spend with your people. So that opened up a whole new, you know, opportunity, you could say, going to just a simple new format of just scheduling, you know, the appointment in those different times, but also by being able to not have to leave and, you know, travel and commute. And it's a benefit for both people. Now, this is the next part that I think many of you are going to be interested in. You may yourself have more confidence in person, you know, and truthfully, I started off that way too, because I was just used to it. It was my comfort zone. I had replicated it and improved the experience. And then I had a predictable, outcome. And it's not that I didn't want any of that for, you know, phone. But with that goal in mind, we started working on a similar format. For, our in-person, we had, you know, a sales script. Over the phone, we have a sales script. And it can be up on your screen and right in front of you, and you actually have more visibility and less deviation from it, rather than looking down all the time and away from your prospect in front of you. If you're, you know, improving your script constantly, you may need your notes. But on the phone, it's constantly in front of you. They can't see that. And, you know, typically you're sitting down in front of a computer screen. You have your notes of what they, you know, have said to you prior to booking. And that's a really important part of just knowing that you've got a lot more control now over the phone of your format of staying on task and on topic and guiding that conversation. And that started to really, I think, improve the overall close rate. But also the experience was more consistent, more repeatable. And in doing so, that's where the close rates, when compared to in-person selling, I do believe, they're both able to perform. Okay, so that this conversation is not about that. It's about now realizing you can get more done in less time without losing the outcome. So for those of you guys out there, you know, worried about conversions and people saying yes, because it doesn't feel as comfortable or as personable. They don't get to see the space and the equipment, and that makes up part of the value. And the truth is, I'm not seeing that in my clients who are brand new to this and in launching this within a several weeks of learning this format and this process. And over the course of the last 3 years doing over the phone appointments, the conversion rates are at the same rate, if not better now. Now, we have some variables that we've improved the quality of the lead that we meet with, but if we're just isolating the appointment itself, okay, we have not seen a drop in conversion. And because of our other qualifying process that we've built into our sales process, the enrollment rates are actually better over the phone, okay? So that's really important to just recognize that when learned and done in a similar way, you're not going to lose the sales, okay? And you're certainly not going to lose the feel and the confidence when you are working from a script and have a format just like you did before. Okay. The other part of this that I think is really important for you guys out there is to just recognize that when we move to over the phone from in person, we also changed something that was significant, and it was the price. Now, absolutely, was I worried about going up in price? I'd be worried about going up in price, whether it was in person or any of those other, you know, formats for selling. But as we saw the relationship over the phone grow in depth and, you know, openness for this person, you know, who's listening and talking, you know, seeing that they were, you know, more focused, more bought into the conversation, less distracted, it really set the tone that we had their full attention. We had their full buy-in to what they were, you know, shopping and what they were looking for. And with that undivided attention came the opportunity to say, we can sell better and we can sell more when we started looking at our rates and recalculating what the ideal rate was for working with people, you know, for group training. And, you know, after the pandemic, like many people, we reassessed the cost. You know, a lot of things were going up. And we want to make sure that we are profitable, that we could generate enough revenue to cover, you know, client acquisition costs and the time we were putting in to, you know, marketing, to following up with leads, to meeting with them now over the phone, make sure we recouped all that as a sunk cost of the business. So we had to increase the rates to do that for new members. And it didn't have an impact on closing. Okay, so with that being said, the conversion rate didn't drop and the membership rates went up. So that's an interesting part for a lot of you guys out there that may say, hey, it's hard enough to increase rates, but to do it over the phone while you're spending less time enrolling, you have more opportunities and flexibility to choose your schedule, and the increase in rates did not deter people. Okay. So in saying this, the last part I think of the transaction that's important is we do collect the payment over the phone as well. Now that can be intimidating, I think, or, you know, you might experience some people being uncomfortable with that. Now more than ever, I think the culture, you know, with having Venmo or Apple Pay or it just seems like we're naturally here and arrived at people being comfortable with giving up credit card information or sending money digitally. I see virtually no kickback on this. It's more of a process clarification of how does the money work and, you know, when is this going to get taken out of my account? But when we help them understand that this is the next step, we'll take your payment over the phone, we'll book your baseline, which is our physical assessment to make sure they're right for group and, you know, going to be safe. And, you know, we have checked all the boxes, you could say, of qualifying. And then the last bit is we reserve their classes for the upcoming week. And then they're officially enrolled. And there's no kickback on that, just clarifying. And when we do clarify that, say, oh, okay, no problem. I'll go get my credit card or, you know, I'm ready for payment. So how you deliver that is really important. And I think in some cases that can be a you thing where maybe just asking for that feels uncomfortable or it's not a part of your typical routine, but just know that it's normal. And people are actively doing this. Gym owners who have never done it before are asking for payment over the phone. And again, virtually no pushback. So we have arrived, I think, as a payment form over the phone or digitally, and it's normalized. Okay. So just getting used to that, know that you can create a transaction from anywhere. So it opens up now this, you know, lifestyle for the gym owners or for, you know, your employees, if you have people doing this. And let me just put it this way. So now that you understand the formatting and some of the, you know, things we had to navigate to move in this direction. So what we're seeing now is now a completely remote job role. And what I mean by that is if you travel, you know, my wife and I will go down and see her parents in South Florida. And it's not necessarily like a vacation, but we like to go down there, and her parents don't necessarily take off work if we go down on like a Wednesday or a Thursday. So we'll do a little bit of work down there, and I can still maintain my call appointments. And I don't lose that income for the gym. I don't lose the work productivity. And we can take that job role and keep the business on track and flowing as usual, but we pick up the freedom of being able to be anywhere in the world, really, and keep the business rolling on our terms. And I think part of ownership that's freeing, and there's a certain level of gratification I have of being able to not be tied to the physical location or tied to this commute time that I was getting aggravated, you know, to and from, and all the things that come with waiting in traffic, right? And you know, missing specific times that you need to be, you know, places, because it just happens when you're changing locations. And you now have that, you know, freedom to take that with you. In addition, the times were a great transition too, where they weren't so late in the evening. People do have more flexibility over their time. They do feel more empowered to control their schedule. So they have no issues booking appointments, you know, mid-morning, afternoon, before the workday ends, because flexible schedules are happening. More people are working remote and at home, and phone calls are an active part of work. And that autonomy is now with the employees. And a lot of people, you'd be surprised, have no issue and will do it because their health is important, because this is important to them, and they will make time for it. But there's something about getting in your car, driving to, you know, an uncomfortable, you know, new place to learn, poses a few more, you know, walls and barriers. And you could say even more effort. So we actually created an easier, more informative way to access the information with a real human to walk them through and guide them. So it's similar in that sense. That is now, I believe, a higher level of quality and service when someone is buying our product, right? Buying our service. So when you look at that, I actually have fully bought into that selling over the phone is more valuable to the person buying. And that becomes part of our buying experience. And that becomes a competitive advantage. And that becomes something that we can use to our advantage when selling for increasing our conversion rate, when selling a higher premium, you know, profitable rate membership when compared to our competitors. And by having a system like that, that I think allows and speaks volume to our value, because we're doing it in a way that's actually more beneficial to the consumer buying, okay? So when you look at it that way, it becomes pretty compelling to, you know, start to see that phone could be a competitive advantage, that could be a better value to the prospect, could be more valuable in making an informed decision when it comes to charging more, or, you know, really getting to see why you're different. And I think that comes with a couple things that the learning curve I want to talk you through now of getting to this place now that you see the outcome and the benefits. So I think initially communicating value for people is always tough, no matter if it's done in person or over the phone. But what this did do was we had to become better communicators of what it is that we were doing, why we were different. And we had to get more organized on understanding all of the components that were going into getting this, you know, potential client the result they wanted. So it did force us to become a better salesperson, a better communicator. But in the end, we needed those hard skills anyways to get better and improve that conversion rate, or get better and explain why we were different, so that, you know, we increase the chances of people really truly knowing what we were about and how they could determine whether we were different. And then, yeah, I wanted to win the sale, and especially if we're going up. So that actually ended up leveling up this skill that was reliant on more of, you know, whether this person had a good vibe at the facility. And I think to many ways, I was thinking that I needed my facility to showcase the equipment, the space, the organization, you know, all the, you know, stuff that we had put into the physical aspect, you know, all the features. But it really proved to me that none of that mattered. What mattered to this person in front of me is, you know, can you get me to the outcome I want? How will you do that? And am I comfortable with that? And, you know, when we really started realizing the art of this is in the explanation, and when we can deduce that down to its simplest form and get many people to understand it just over the phone, we're now, you know, way above the competitors trying to rely on an old model of just saying, you know, look at my space and my equipment and features. Those things are a commodity. Those are just tools. And at this phase of the, you know, buying process, actually not even needed, because yes, you're going to learn how to do those things and we're going to teach you, and you don't need to worry about that because we've got that covered inside our, you know, personalized group training where we're able to, you know, work with you at that level. So you don't even have to worry about that. But what is important right now is where your head is at when it comes to committing to your goal, to the things that, you know, are stopping you from doing what is necessary to get there. And we got to open up that dialogue, guys. And that's why I think the phone is really important, because they now feel more comfortable in opening up. And that leads to more vulnerability that we didn't see before, because there was so much distraction and going on and newness and logistics, and the phone, you know, essentially cut all that out. So I want to end on this, now that you guys have an understanding, is just kind of give you some clarity on how the overall system works. And if you want help building your sales numbers up, selling more, and utilizing something like the phone format, like we've done here at Factory Forge, to increase our client sales, increase their value and worth so that they can charge more and earn more, then this is the right option for you. So here's how the whole process works from an enrollment standpoint. At Factory Forge, we believe that when we collect a lead, or when we inspire someone to reach out to one of our gyms, they now are considered a lead. They're simply just an unqualified contact. Under our model, we now and specifically focus on building that relationship the moment it comes in. So we will focus on texting with our clients to get to know and build that relationship, strengthen the bond faster than any competitor can using technology, but more importantly, using a text script that we, you know, have in our 12-week momentum coaching program so that you guys will have access to. But this is really important for you guys to understand that when you have a system like this, you're going to build massive amounts of rapport. You're going to be able to answer the top questions that prospects have on their mind. And you're not going to need to meet with everyone, because some people just want information. Some people want information to take the next step in, you know, the purchasing. And either way, we have to go through this, but doing this via text is way more efficient and can utilize tools like software and automation versus real time that you can be building and working on the business. So we designed it in a way to give you a competitive advantage, but also the psychology of how someone is searching and buying is solved. So we built that into the model. Then once we reach a point in the text conversation, we ask them, are you ready to commit, you know, the time, the money, the effort to the goal? After we've got done sharing everything about our program, our costs, and they essentially say, yes, I'm interested. The next step is to then book a call. So these leads are no longer leads. They're qualified prospects. They are people who are ready to buy. They are generally and seriously interested in taking that next step in their health and their fitness. And then we meet with them and go through our phone conversation script And that's how we're able to get in the 90% close rates, is because we have this model and this enrollment process that is very simple and elegant, but the psychology in which it dives into on how people buy fitness is dialed in. So if you don't have that, it's important that you start working smarter, not harder, and fill in the gap between the point of contact. And if you're meeting with people, that could be days. And that is missed opportunity time if you're not utilizing that. So we fill that in with our model and then qualify those leads into qualified prospects, so that when they meet, they are high probability clients, they're the right fit clients, and they value group and what you have to offer uniquely over your competitors, and you're a serious option for them, okay? And then after that, they are scheduled into their first week of training. And then before they start that first week of training, we do what's called a baseline, where we get stats on their body composition, their initial conditioning level, and we use that as a physical qualifier to weave out any, you know, potential injuries we didn't, you know, understand the seriousness of over the phone. We use that as a way to determine if they're too deconditioned or not able to do group. And if that is the case, we will refer them elsewhere. But that's how we ensure that we have their mindset, you know, we have their commitment and buy-in, we have their financial, you know, commitment, and then we have their physical readiness. And that's what makes a long-term lead happen. I should say a long-term member happen and stop churn, you know, and also extend the client life cycle when you actually fix it from the top of the funnel, which is that marketing and sales level. So if you want a system like that, guys, that you feel confident in, like we do, one that is predictable and is creating higher percentage long-term members enrolling at higher rates. If you're not familiar with my model, we charge upwards of $350 for the initial 3 months and then go into our profitable group rate. So this is about finding the right group training clients that value. This is about designing the model for group training clients. This is about you having a simple and effective process for increasing your sales and closing enough clients each month so that you grow and build your revenue. And if you want a system like that, it's time to talk about Factory Forge Momentum. It's our 12-week marketing and business coaching, where it is designed to increase your sales of group training clients. It is designed to help you set up the proper enrollment process so that you are strong in terms of how you operate and confident, and that it is predictable and sustainable year-round, so that your business grows and truly scales to the level that you have both the income and the time that I was talking about in terms of the benefit of selling over the phone. All right, the next step is to hop on our meeting of, we'll discuss what Factory Forge Momentum looks like. We'll discuss where your business is at, if it's a good opportunity for you based on what you have going on. And if it's not, I'll tell you, I'll lead you in the right next best direction. But if you're out there and want to make a change in your sales and you're not at where you want, you need to start thinking about, do I have the right format of selling? Do I have the right enrollment process for group training? And I want to have that discussion with you. So hop on factoryforge.com/call to book that call, and we'll go from there. If you're ready to start growing your membership base with long-term clients and building a gym that gives you income and lifestyle, then I want to invite you to apply to my program, where I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month take home and make $5,000 a month in gym profit without spending all of your time working, by implementing our proven process, the Lifestyle Gym Model. Head to factoryforge.com/apply to apply to work with us.